Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on fatguyradioshow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
You're going to do the sunglasses thing, aren't you?
I was thinking about it.
You're literally going to do the sunglasses thing. All right, everybody. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. We're back for another fun-filled show. We have a guest in studio, one Jake Woods, but we'll get to his official introduction, right, Orly?
Yep.
It's good to see you.
We'll get to his official. Hey, does anybody watch TV?
No.
Yeah, I don't have cable.
Any particular reason why you don't watch television?
I don't want to pay for it.
Because Amazon Prime?
Well, yes, and thank you very much for the Amazon Prime reference there, Jake.
I thought that's where you were going with
it. Okay, well, no. What I'm going with it is I've never been like a huge TV watcher, and Orly, you and I have talked about the fact that, you know, you taught me how to set something on my DVR and, you know, press record, go do something for 30 minutes, come back, and then
you watch a lot of cooking shows.
I watch an extreme amount of cooking shows, but lately I've been up late working and just had like sitcoms on in the background.
Okay.
And one thing that I've noticed, sitcoms have canned laughter. All the new shows, it's all canned audiences.
Like the old school, because a lot of the old shows had it too, right?
Well, here's the, well, no. Well, only
one. Or are those real audiences?
I think those are real audiences.
Some were not, though.
Like the Happy Days days.
The Happy Days days were definitely real audiences.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's
Laverne and Shirley.
Yeah, yeah. Those were definitely real audiences, but I'm more like, okay, Rules of Engagement, not Rules of Engagement. What is the David Spade show?
I don't know.
Okay. Spin City or something?
Something like that. Anyway, I'm watching, I hear...
on 8 Things I Love or Hate About You or something like that?
I think it's like Rules of Engagement. Anyway, okay. I'm working, I'm at home in my office, I'm working, and I hear, and the TV is on watching me. I'm not watching it.
Yeah.
And I noticed that the laughter sounds the same every time there's a stupid joke.
Yeah, it's like Hannah Montana.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Every time, it's like, so I'm starting to think about it. I'm like, these shows probably really aren't that funny if you take the canned laughter out of it.
Maybe it's just the same crowd at every taping. Uh-huh. Maybe they hired a crowd.
No, yeah.
So they laugh the same every time, and those people just go around the United States and laugh at every show.
Have you ever watched The Big Bang Theory without the laugh track?
That's the show that I was watching, because that's the guy that has...
It's the most awkward thing I've ever seen.
It's the guy from Roseanne that's in The Big Bang Theory and the big, tall, skinny gay dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he was in Roseanne. I never even noticed that.
Yes.
So I've never really watched
Johnny Galecki.
He was Darlene's husband or boyfriend, right?
Yes,
boyfriend,
he was. Yeah, husband, he was.
Baby daddy.
Yeah, baby daddy. Or, no, they got married.
Yeah.
After they found out Darlene was pregnant.
I'm pretty sure that's how it went down.
But the Roseanne show, I'm glad you brought that up. The Roseanne show did not have canned laughter. And you can tell because I have watched every season of Roseanne on Netflix. I pretty much know all the words to the Roseanne show. But there are times where a joke would be said and the audience wouldn't react. But then when you're watching The Big Bang Theory, every little single line
that's
has
to be
a
funny
laugh track.
Yep.
What do you think? So, quick question. Do you think if you're in the audience and you're kind of like a jerk and you want to be like, ha, or do some fake laugh, do they edit that out or would they tell you to shut up or do you think they play it?
They'd probably kick you out and then reshoot the scene.
So do they tell you like, okay, we want you guys to laugh, but don't have an idiot laugh?
Usually how those shows work is like, it's not just like live and they just do that first take. It's like they run
constant
it over and over again, even like Friends, which had a real audience.
But here's the thing. I don't think the audience is there. on the new sitcoms. Yeah. There's no way that every joke is being received as well as it is, and it's the same laughter. But
it's an app, and they just go like this, and they hit it next to the mic.
It's a laugh app.
Even when you had a real audience, you still had the like sign that was like, laugh here.
Yeah, well, or applause. Yeah. You know, we need one of those here in the studio.
I'd be the guy like the last to try to get the last laugh.
You would think that there would be some of those jerks.
Yeah, like the laughing too. Like
it's hard to think of even any shows nowadays that even are like sitcoms like that have a laugh track.
And you don't.
Big Bang Theory, and that's like it.
And you no longer hear the announcer at the end of the show
taped in front of a live audience.
Taped in front of a live audience at the CBS studios in Los Angeles or New York. You don't hear that anymore.
Yeah, most shows are not, you know, multiple camera shows like that. Most shows nowadays are single camera shows.
Right. But there's a difference. But there's a difference though. You got the Big Bang Theory and then you got Modern Life.
Modern Family,
which is a single camera show, but there is no laugh track, and that show is hilarious.
That show's way better than any of those shows.
Because there's no. So I started thinking to myself, I know, because I don't. I know, I just ponder stuff. I wasn't high, or maybe I was. I might have been high.
On what?
Life.
I don't know. Life.
Cereal. Cake. Yeah.
I wish I had a laugh track right there at the end of that joke. So I started to think, why do they do this? Why do they. Do TV producers that produce these shows, are the shows not that funny?
Maybe they want to make it funny. They feel their show's not that funny, so they have to tell you when to laugh.
Right, kind of
like when you make a joke and you're like,
because people
exactly.
telling me to laugh, and I'm like,
when I'm flipping you the bird off the camera because you didn't laugh at that joke that I just dropped.
People are sheeple, so people. They will just laugh when they hear laughter. It's
sheeple. Boom! I've been saying that at all of our meetings, haven't I?
Yeah.
And we never laugh.
And that's why this show is never funny.
I feel that if I laugh, people will think the show's not funny.
No.
But since we're so funny, we don't have to laugh. We don't have to tell people when to laugh. They know that they need to laugh.
No, they don't.
They don't even know. They just laugh out of
pure laughter. You guys are on point
laughter.
Always.
Podcast. Well, Jake, you know us. There's a lot of people out there that like Lady K right now is LOLing.
See? And I didn't have to fake laugh.
Hell yeah, Lady K, I'm fine as hell. All right, yeah, you can get your close-up, girl. There you go. What's up?
It'd be cool if you could make the camera, like, zoom in.
No, I can't.
Then she'll see that dry mustard on his shirt.
that was pretty good. Or really, if Lit would have had his finger on the button, that would have been a great place to start the show.
Right, let me try again. And then she'll see that dry mustard on his shirt.
You suck.
That Guy Radio Show.
Part of the jungle you're from. So, tell me, you ever had a taste of a pawpaw fruit down there in Sini? Some people call it what's the word? Papaya. Stolen words. I say pawpaw goes to the sound it makes when it tumbles to the jungle floor. Try it.
It's good.
You know who I am?
No.
I am the king of the Badalag. Call me Louis. And you are a man cub who wants to live in a jungle.
How do you know that?
Kid, I got ears. My ears got ears. You want to live here? You need a people to protect you. Only I can protect you, and I will for a price. I got everything. I have plentiful food, endless treasure, command, vast legions. But there's one thing I don't have, and that's the one thing you can give me. The red flower.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. With executive producer Philippius and co-host Orly. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
That's the, who is that? Blink 182? Is that what that
is?
No.
Who
is this? I don't know. Maroon 5. No one knows.
It's like Jet or something. Yeah. It sounds like somebody like that. Or
come on, Jake, you're the music guy.
Sounds like Fall Out Boy.
It is. Ooby-doo! I want to be like Bruno Mars.
It's whoever you'd like it to be.
Thank you.
My track says Bruno Mars, but I don't think that's...
Yeah.
That's not right.
It's a new Bruno. He's crossed over.
To rock.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Fat Guy Radio Show, heard in 79 countries with over 450,000 downloads. Welcome to your funniest interactive worldwide internet radio show and the podcast. Find us free on iTunes and our official Fat Guy Radio Show app, available in the iTunes store. And of course, always on fatguyradioshow.com. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by co-host Orly Setchin over there.
Hello.
And our executive producer, Full Olympias.
Yes.
And our special guest sitting in today is Jake Woods.
Hey.
Hey, Jake. We'll introduce you to everybody officially in the body of the show. Interact with me and the guys during the show. Feel free to live tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show on the Twitter. Like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And always, it's Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word.
Not and to today, be confused with two words.
Yeah, please. Don't. People try to put spaces between the fat.
Backslash.
The guy. the guy, the radio, the show. It's all one word because fat people don't like to use space bars. Remember that used to be our old promo back in the day,
yes,
Lip? It's all
that.
One word because fat people don't like to use space bars.
They're lazy.
Thank you, Jake.
And fat.
Today's show is brought to you by Target. September is Baby Safety Month, folks, and it's still rolling on. What better way to celebrate than with a good deal? Through September 10th, that's just tomorrow, exclusively at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. There's still time where we're offering buy one, get one 50% off on just one U by Carter's. For older kids, Target is offering up to 35% on Halloween costumes, and you can still enjoy up to 20% off school supplies and 30% off furniture, bedding, and home decor. For these savings and more, shop like me. Shop Target through FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. And we thank ye. Welcome to the show, everybody.
I've got a powerful clap.
Is that a real clap? Or yeah. Is that a...
crazy.
I don't know.
That's our live studio audience.
That is our live studio audience. Yes. Clap sound just like it did the last time. Yeah. And Jake comes in. Yeah. There he is. Uh-huh.
Do we have laughter and want them to laugh?
We do have laughter. Yes, thank you. I know. That's because
like booing.
That's because the pig was that's because the pig was on the roof.
And that is causing everybody listening to laugh.
Jake?
It's funny.
Because there's pigs. All right, enough of that. All right, everybody, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. We have a power-packed show for you. Lots to get to today. So thank you very much for taking the time out to join us again on your Thursday evening. Jake Woods is sitting in on Fat Guy Radio Show for a lot of new listeners, as Orly so eloquently reminds me to do. He reminds me, Corey, reset, because people don't know who Jake is. Lots of new listeners. Jake is the former co-host of Fat Guy Radio Show, and after being fired for sexual harassment suit against Philippius,
we have a restraining order. I don't know why we're in the same room.
It's over.
Well, we have a window between us.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Lip is not actually in the studio. He is in a glass protection, bulletproof glass case.
In Mexico.
In Mexico.
Yeah, he's on the not even here.
On the other side of a wall.
Yeah.
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 That was built by me.
He figured he's not going to wait for Trump to get elected. He's just going to head on over.
Hey, Liv got the canned laughter, too.
And not to be confused with Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he's in a red shirt and khakis.
Or.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you did it on purpose.
Oh, my God. I am.
He has Jake on the side of his glasses.
He does. Or, like our mutual Instagram friend, Not steak from farm.
What?
I don't know what you're
all right. Well, I'm having my stroking sessions tonight, ladies and
he's
gentlemen.
He's stroking out.
But Jake is former co-host, dear friend of the show, still supporter of the show, musician, friend, and a great band. He has some of his memorable moments.
Brother, lover.
Yes, yes.
Mother, father.
My secret lover next to when Dite is ignoring me. Which we're going to get to them, the body of the show. But the Jake is just the former host, and he was here, and some of his most memorable moments was our Thankful Month of Music show, where he hosted a show all on his own, introduced us to some really great acoustic bands, and he,
best show of Fat Guy Radio.
Absolutely show. Not the accomplished musician, recording artist, and after he left us because he lied and said he was going back to school, and he didn't. And then we look up and he's got a new album that's released out and some horrible YouTube videos. And I'm like, oh, this is what you decided to leave a worldwide internet radio show to go and do. So that's who Jake is. So Jake is back to
79 countries, though.
79 countries. Back when you were on the show a few years ago, it was only 79 countries.
So yeah. We haven't expanded.
So you have 79 listeners, but they're all in different countries.
They're all in different countries. And there's a new translator on Ustream now. Like right now, every time I say something like in China, it's like,
that is so racist.
Isn't it horrible? Mexico?
It's for every language. Yeah.
For every absolute language. So that's who Jake is. And he's excited to come in and sit in.
Yeah,
on
I appreciate
us.
It. Thanks for we having do. Me.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And off the Twitter, what's up, Jake? Good to see you again with the Hollywood Shades, Lady K.
Oh, Lady K.
Yeah. What he's gonna try to do is every time the camera switches off of him, he's gonna take the shades off.
You can't ruin the bit like that.
Because it's the same bit you tried before. Is he takes the
now
shades
off.
Off and throws them
now they're off.
On the ground. All right, so we're happy that Jake is here. We got a few things to get to. I'll give you guys, I love it when we do this dealer's choice because I was an ass and then I was orally and then my feelings got hurt. So those are the top three. You want the story about me being an ass, you want the story about me being orally, or you want the story about my feelings being hurt.
We want all
I'm gonna
three.
Choose orally because it sounds cool.
The one that I was orally?
Yeah.
Okay, so orally has been known on the show to be the public conversationalist.
Yeah. Like when my wife doesn't talk to me, I just go to Circle K and start talking to people. I just sit out front and they think I'm homeless, but I just want conversation.
That's so sad, but it's true.
Do you bring a little cup with you too?
Sometimes.
Make some money on the side.
A little cup. So I was in the grocery store earlier this past weekend, matter of fact. And as I was waiting in line after the story about me being an ass precedes this, but I was waiting in line and this lady walks up to me and I bend down to pick something up that I knocked off the shelf because the aisles were kind of small and, you know, I'm a very rotund guy. Yeah. So I turned and of course I knock off a whole shelf of Snickers.
Wow.
So after I ate two of them while I was bent over, when I stood back up, there was this old lady standing there and she shocked me because she wasn't there before.
She just magically appeared?
She magically appeared.
I'm picturing you walking sideways through aisles so you don't bump stuff with your shoulders.
Yeah, with a tuba follow me. Boop, 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 boop. Jake, you know that reference, right?
Oh, yeah.
That kid on YouTube, I could have stabbed him. So anyway, so I enter into this.
It's not nice to call Lady K an old lady. Like
I did
that.
Not call Lady K an old lady.
No.
This old lady was in the aisle, and I struck up a conversation with her orally, something that I normally don't do, because I go into public, and I normally have on a hat, dark sunglasses, all black, and I'm surrounded by a little small Asian people.
Did you feel good, though, talking
no,
to a stranger?
Well, I did, but orally, I took it to another level.
Ooh.
Made out with her?
Dang.
Got
okay.
some buttermilk?
Were you there? No. I whipped out my...
What's it like with her, like, no teeth?
How he stopped right before he said, I whipped out my... Let's just end the story there.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. I whipped out my phone.
Okay.
And actually recorded her. It's horrible audio quality, but the conversation started because this is back in the day when we used to do Cleanup Man, where a building that I used to work at, we had this really weird, zany janitor, and I would sneak record conversations with him and I would play him on the air. So this kind of brought me back to that because she had the greatest accent, and it started off with her trying to guess what her origin was or what her accent was.
Okay.
So I snuck the record in. You can hear she tells us how old she is. It's about 3 minutes. We probably won't get through all of it, but she tells me how old she was.
I speak German. Oh, so you're originally German?
But I didn't born in Germany. Okay. I born in Argentina.
So you have a German accent with an Argentinian
Spanish.
Twist.
So remember, I'm standing, we are standing in the checkout line.
And she doesn't know you're recording her?
She doesn't know I'm recording her. That's why I...
It's a little creepy, but...
Just, that's really weird.
I'm on the radio!
I don't know if you heard the show. He took a picture of a little boy at the laundromat once. That was kind of weird, too, but I didn't say anything.
He climbed up next to me after... He came up to me and he drank my soda and then he sat down and had a conversation with me.
So we share sodas with little boys and then snaps pictures of them.
How in the hell did this go from the Argentina lady?
Okay, back to Argentina.
Back to Argentina lady.
And Spanish.
Yeah, Spanish, Argentinian, Spanish. I did Spanish on Portuguese because we was in Brazil 20 years in the jungle of Amazon River.
Now, isn't Portuguese and
Spanish,
Spanish similar?
It's some words.
Okay.
She was the cutest thing ever, man.
She sounds adorable.
She is. And come to find out that her and her husband have been married for like 50-something years. And then she had been, then she went in. So
recently divorced.
No, her husband was there, and he was Italian, and he was being a good husband and just standing in the background.
For some new meat.
Yeah, I guess she wanted dark and big that night. I don't know. But she was the cutest thing. But the thing is that I don't do this. I don't enter into conversations with people, but she was so entertaining, I had to just talk to her and ended up taping the conversation. I'll jump ahead a little bit.
So the one time you do talk to a stranger, you record them?
I use it. It becomes show content. Yeah, absolutely.
As long as you weren't taking pictures up her skirt, we're good.
I wasn't, but I did take a picture for the next one.
They live more than 90.
And how in the world did you end up in Arizona of all places?
Yeah, I around the United States
all
in different
over?
Places.
Wow.
Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New York, California. Here.
I was going to say, is she rapping?
Go back to Argentina, 4 months, come back to America.
Well, I'm jealous of your accent. I wish I had an accent.
But
you do.
Do I have an accent? Do I have an American accent?
Yeah.
I do. That was a checkout lady.
Well, you said that with little confidence.
We never realized that, but to someone with an accent, we have.
We have the accent. Well, I wish I had the accent.
But you have an accent, but then you do.
That's true. Yeah. Is this up?
It's different in different state that people are talking a little.
Oh, yes.
Don't go to Louisiana. You'll get confused.
In Argentina.
Pleasure meeting you guys.
In California.
That's true. That was fun.
So, sounds like you were interviewing her.
I was, because I knew I was going to play it on the show.
Where was your phone at?
My phone was in my hand the whole time. I was just holding it. She was 400 years old. She doesn't know what this technology is.
Were you holding
it
up to her? You're like, and
no,
where were you
I
born?
Wasn't. No, I wasn't.
You're like putting your shirt, you have your mic and like,
I wasn't.
Your shirt.
I wasn't doing
mic.
It.
let me
like slapping
the
lips with, you're slapping the lips with her phone.
Can you speak up, lady? I need to get this for my radio show. I was ready to tell her about the show. Yeah. The checkout stand lady knows because I've seen her before. Karen knows. So, but I literally just holding my phone. That's how good these iPhone microphones are.
Yeah. Well,
it worked. That was the coolest thing. So I was orally.
Did you hear about the story about the woman? She was she's a supermodel. She has a lot of Snapchat listeners, right?
Uh-huh.
And
Snapchat listeners?
Followers.
Oh, I was about
whatever.
To say, how can you have a Snapchat listener?
But okay. So like she went into a gym, like
I saw this,
a gym bathroom, and there was this like old lady taking a shower, and she took a picture of her and posted it on Snapchat.
That's not right.
In the locker room, and she wrote,
"If I have to witness this, so do you."
And now she's being probably going to get charged.
Yeah. No way.
She reminded me of that.
And what's so funny? I thought of that. I thought of that when you were. But what's funny is now she went like. It's one of those things you say something that doesn't really make it better. She said, I didn't mean to post it for everybody to see.
I meant to send it to a friend.
I'm like, are you kidding me, stupid
See,
idiot?
I'm not familiar with Snapchat because I don't know how to Snapchat.
Well, we have one, but we don't really, I don't ever post.
I don't know how to do it because I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I don't. So she took a picture of it.
Yeah, a selfie. So she's like this, and then the background, the old naked lady's back there. And she said, if I can't unsee this or something, you can't either.
Yeah.
And then people started like, talking, bashing her, saying you're shaming her because she's a model. like you're shaming this lady, yeah. And then it, like before you know it, she deleted it. But once she had it out there.
She had hundreds of thousands of Snapchat followers. So
and literally just a couple of days ago, they're saying she may be charged now for whatever.
But there's no way that anybody can identify who that
the lady came
was.
Forward.
Yeah,
they were having trouble. They were like, we can't really do anything, and the lady somehow came forward and said that's her. And
you recognize
saying,
your naked ass body. You're like, yeah. That's my naked ass shriveling.
No,
body.
I get confused when I see my naked ass body, especially when I'm sitting next to a baboon.
You've never seen it. So.
I shower with my eyes closed, Jay.
You got baboon booty? Different colors.
All right, Orly may have got the show. Baboon booty.
You're writing that down.
I have to because I forget. I have to write down show titles
baboon
when they happen.
So that means it could be different colors or it could be inside out. Because don't there are little anuses like...
What?
Don't baboons... You ever go to the zoo and you see it's like hanging out?
Harambe was an inside job. There it is.
God. Danny somebody or something like that. Way bad judgment. And the lady was nude off the Twitter. I didn't hear this story at all.
Really?
No, I didn't.
It kind of blew up the internet for a while.
Really?
Don't pull up the picture.
Well, she's not. No, I think right. I don't think they show the picture like on the news things, do they?
Probably not,
but like...
Do they have the courtesy to blur the images of the idea of people?
Not when I search uncensored.
Oops. Could believe the things too, and you know what? And the thing is, she's probably gonna her star is probably gonna rise more.
She lost all of her sponsorships.
So did Colin Kaepernick, but people are still standing with him, even though he's not.
But like that, there are some people that agree with him. There's no way to agree with this lady.
True,
at all,
and not true.
But why? Why not true?
Because when he did what he did, there was different ways that Colin Kaepernick could have protested.
He has a compelling argument.
He does, but everybody has a compelling argument. But you know what?
Lady does not have a compelling
argument. No, she doesn't. No, she absolutely doesn't.
Okay, they
does
blurred
not.
It here. I'll show you.
They blurred it? All right, yeah. So just show it up. Hold it up hold it up to the camera there. Yeah, that's not right. Oh, wow. I'm sorry, but I find old lady sagging teeth funny.
Yeah, that ain't right.
Yeah. I want to be her Snap follower. Oh, man, I laugh. There's nothing wrong with that.
I wonder
that.
If somebody told her, like, can you imagine if it was like a grandkid? Grandma, I think somebody take a picture of you naked at the gym.
If someone's grandkid knows what their grams looks like naked, there's a different conversation.
You can see her face.
To be happy.
I mean, you can see her face.
Yeah, you can kind of see. I think normally they blur out the face.
But I mean, at least she's at the gym. Can you imagine if she wasn't working out? She would have a horrible body.
For being
a 90-year-old lady.
That was the argument everyone's making. It's like, this woman is trying to go to the gym, get herself in shape, and then you're just body shaming her.
No, bull crap. Here's the thing. That 90-year-old woman should know that her 90-year-old ass should not be naked anywhere in public. It wasn't the model's fault.
It's not supposed to be
old hag's fault. She should not be showing that
room.
Out.
The shower room.
She ain't got a shower at home. She could have showered at home.
They need a sign saying no 90-year-old nipples.
Yeah, no 90 nip-nips in the shower room at this gym. It was her fault. She should have had.
You're victim shaming.
She should have worn a muumuu. Don't 90-year-old women come with muumuus?
No, that's fat people.
I don't know why, but Ori, when you said that, my soul got cold. I mean, that hurt my feelings.
You got
so
moo-moo.
I should take back the muumuu I bought you for Christmas on Amazon.
I have several muumuus. No, that old lady. This goes back to the rule that I've been preaching from the mountaintop since I've been preaching it. If you are not in good shape, you should not be naked in public.
But she's trying to be in good shape.
Okay, so you
and
know
she's
what?
She's in great shape for an old
when
lady.
When she True. Goes and she works out, she puts that sweaty, saggy ass back in those sweatpants, get in her 1997 Toyota Corolla.
That's not fair.
Go home, get in her bathtub that has the door on the side
well,
of
she,
it.
She may
get
also.
Get in there and shower off. She should not expose everybody else in that gym that's prettier than her to her nakedness.
Maybe her.
It's not
I know
pretty.
You're being funny, but like that's not fair.
It could
That's
be like
it is fair.
It could be her Alzheimer's. Maybe she forgot to put her clothes back on.
Grandma wasn't medicated.
Yeah.
Clearly, that's the grandma wasn't medicated, or she would have been in her right mind to say nobody wants to see this. I know the same thing. If I worked out, if I even knew where a gym was, I would not get into the shower.
If you saw an old man in the gym,
but that's
naked,
just...
would you tell him like, "Hey, sir, you're your old peepee's hanging out.
And like the fact that you can't like feel safe about going into a shower.
Lady K is mad at me right now.
Oh man!
Like at your weight, like for
at
you
your
to,
weight,
at your weight,
at my weight. Like
no, this is the example.
Size.
Yeah, this is the example you're making. Like you don't feel safe getting naked in a shower. That's not right societally.
No, society ways is that people have eyesight. She probably has very poor eyesight, so she doesn't realize how ugly she is.
This is a gym. Like, people are going there to get in shape. You can't discredit someone for that.
Until you get to that level where you're pretty enough to take your clothes off in public, shower at home.
I think Jake's been shamed before in the gym because he's a little upset about this.
Well, you know, there's a reason I don't go to the gym. It's because I'm so skinny and I feel like I'll be out of place and like...
Maybe she feels 90s the new
80. You know what I'm saying? Like... You know how many more people would go to the gym if they were like, okay, I won't feel ashamed about getting in the shower?
Yes.
So many more people would go, and we'd have so many more.
Well, there you go. We need to open a gym and just say all size teats and all shapes and sizes are allowed to shower here, and you will not be made fun of.
All gyms should be like that.
Speaking of teats, I learned that other word that we said that you fell in love with when you were first here, we can't say that anymore.
What is it?
He said taser and the teats.
Yeah, taser and the teats, but I said the real word. We can't say that anymore.
And I thought it was the funniest thing ever.
That's on the, and we've said it so many times since then, and we can't say that anymore.
See, if you could say, I want to laugh at the stuff you can't say.
What?
So don't be mad at me for not laughing.
Taser in the T-I-T-S.
Oh, like when you milk a cow's tit?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. In that phrase, you can use it. Anyway, I'm upsetting Lady K. Lady K, calm your ass down. I'm just being devil's advocate. Hell. That old hag shouldn't have.
I don't know why I was waiting for her answer when you said that. I was quiet.
Like she's
going to reply to us.
I'm just.
We're conjuring Lady K.
I'm just conjuring Lady K. That's what I do. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. Jake is here. Jake, blow Lady K a kiss on the Ustream there. That was horrible. All right. Well, I'm glad that was worth the wait. No, here's the thing. It goes back to my, before we go to break, it goes back to my number one rule. Ugly people need to realize when they're ugly.
So what if they don't know? Like a bad singer doesn't realize
they're
a bad singer.
Somebody needs to tell them, and that person can tell them on Snapchat. I'm sorry.
So when I decide to shower at the gym next time, I'm going to show somebody. I'm going to be like, am I shower gym appropriate?
Next time you shower at the gym, I want you to take one of those butt selfies.
A butt selfie?
I want your face in the top right-hand corner and just off to the side of off the left shoulder. We want to see your oily ass. Just go ahead and just send that right to
him. I'll use the old lady.
Yeah,
ass.
And then you can
I'll use my face, old lady's ass.
No, and then you can go see my attorney when your wife divorces you. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break on FatGuyRadioShow.com so Lady K will actually tune back into the show. Lady K, I love you. I'm just playing. Maybe. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio. Let's make this night last forever and ever. Let's make this last forever. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey,
and that's
it's me.
And that's Orly.
Welcome back.
Hey, Orly. Oh, there's Orly again.
Hey.
All right, welcome back. There we go. It's Corey. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the show is brought to you by Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs, the premium quality American-made e-liquids on the planet. I love my Halo Cigs. Halo Cigs is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. They are the leading electronic company providing a seamless and easy way to switch from traditional tobacco products to electronic cigarettes. I made the switch. I was one of those guys that was very nervous about switching from traditional tobacco products after smoking cigarettes for so long. But I eased myself into it. I started with the G6 model. I eased my way up to the Triton Tank. From the Triton Tank, I went up to the Tracer. From the Tracer, I went up to the Reactor, and I found my love and my comfort zone in the Triton Tank system. You can do the same thing. Even if you want to ease yourself into it, even if you are a non-smoker, and you just like the sensation, the oral sensation of it, Halo 6 actually offers zero nicotine e-liquids in a variety of flavors. You can still enjoy Halo 6 even if you're not a cigarette smoker because it has zero nicotine. Find something for yourself because there's something for everybody at FatGuyRadioShow.com. Click the Halo 6 banner or go to FatGuyRadioShow.com/sponsor and the Halo 6 banner is right there at the top. Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby! All right, welcome back to the show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Speaking of Halo 6,
speaking.
Copyright.
This is one of the other stories that I wanted to get to real quick. I had a bad experience with a vape store.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I want to say this right now. Halo Cigs, my dear, dear sponsors, they've been with us. They've taken a gamble on this little, this big fight ticky show, Oral Sensation, huh? Yeah, Lady K, I hear you, girl. So I messed up, number one. This is all my fault.
So you messed up and it caused you to have a bad experience, or they gave you the bad experience?
Well, kind of twofold.
All right.
Okay, I messed up because I ran out of e-liquid. And I kept telling myself, order some more, order some more, order some more. I don't get hooked up. I'm just like everybody else. I go to fatguyradioshow.com, click the Halo 6 banner, and I order my e-liquid.
Just
I
like
honestly
everybody
do. Just like everybody in the world who vapes, who wants the vape quality.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was loud. Here's the thing. So I screwed up, and I didn't order in time, and it takes time for it to come through the mail. You know, I don't pay for overnight shipping. I just get regular shipping. So what I did is that I went to Halo 6 website and they have a store locator, which I have never done before.
Okay.
I know of a store that carries Halo 6 brands. They're friends of the show, Offbeat and Unique out in Gilbert, Arizona, which we're going to be partnering with them. We've got a big announcement about them concerning them in the next couple of weeks. But I found a store that was relatively close to my home. So I look it up. Call them up, see how what time they close, and I beat Cheeks up to the store to get into. So here I am. I'm like, yeah, I'm about to go meet some Halo friends. I'm about to make a Halo connection. We're both Halons. They got Halo Cigs. I smoke Halo. That's what we're called. I vape with Halo Cigs. I'm all in. Yeah, this is gonna be phenomenal. I'm all excited. I even got dressed up. I got show ready.
On your Halo shirt?
I actually was wearing my Halo shirt and my Halo hat. I'm like, I'm about to go up in this vape store and I'm going to represent. That's what I was saying to myself. I was really excited
That's
about
a
it.
Weird.
Did it say the name of the store or did it just give you an address?
It said the name of the store. It said exactly where it is. It was...
Do you feel obligated to say the name of the store?
No, I don't, because I don't want to, because they do carry Halo 6 and maybe they were just having a bad night. But when I walked into this store, there were three guys in it. They couldn't give a rat's ass that I was there. They didn't care.
That's how most of those like smoke shops are.
But here's the thing. They had the setup. Number one, they had an end cap. And for those of you that are not in commercial retail, end cap is a strip mall that they got the end. End caps are very expensive to rent out.
Okay.
So they've got this end cap. You walk in. Number one, you couldn't even see through the door because they've got every vape liquid company sticker in the window.
Yeah.
So I should have known right there that that was an alert. You walk in, they've got these leather couches that I believe they took from circa 1994. Yeah. I look down there and you can literally just see the bacteria boiling on that couch. And they had a little bar, and they had this really cool bar top where it was old pennies and it was poured over, you know, kind of like how that place was when we were down there in Mesa where he had that penny table.
Oh, yeah.
And it was kind of
the guy that, yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
We won't mention him because he screwed us.
Yeah, he's totally screwed us up. So F you, dude.
Sounds hot.
And you're right, John. We can't say it on the air. So I'm thinking, okay, the guy sound cool on the phone. You know, I'm going to make a connection.
Yeah.
They couldn't give rat's ass. I said, hi, I'm Corey. I'm the one that called about the Halo Sub-Zero 18, because that's what I get, Halo Sub-Zero 18. And they're like, oh, yeah, here, $19.99.
That was it?
That was it.
Well, I mean, what else do you need?
It's a vape shop.
Yeah.
They've got a couch. They've got a bar.
So you think it'd be friendly and kind of
homely? Yeah. I would think that they would be like, hey, man, I'm wearing the Halo gear. I got business cards in my pocket. I was ready to make a connection.
Were they younger?
Yes.
Maybe they thought you were like an old lame guy, like, oh, this guy wearing Halo clothes. And
did they speak horrible English?
They did not speak horrible English. They were your kind of people.
Okay. Because like a lot of the smoke shops I go to, it's always
Indians.
Someone who has moved from out of the country into here.
No.
India?
These were young punk rockers in our demographic for this show. I was ready to make a connection. I was hoping to enter into a dialogue. I even tried. I said, I opened up the door. I was like, what other e-liquids do you guys carry for Halo Cigs? And they're like, oh yeah, we carry a lot of them. And the guy just pointed to the shelf.
Did you didn't say anything like lame when you walked in, right? You were like, what's up? You guys vaping too? Like, that'd be cool.
I walked in.
I'm just picturing that. Like, what's up?
You guys vape?
Hey, you guys vape around. It was good, yo.
Who can blow a bigger smoke ring? Me or you?
I smell a challenge. No, I just walked
in. Well, then you need to do that next time you go in.
Maybe so. I just walked in. The first guy was wiping off the bar, didn't even look up at me. The other guy was stocking the shelves, just turned over, looked at me and said, how can I help you? And then the third guy way in the back, he wasn't vaping with nicotine. He was vaping with something else.
Because
he didn't even move.
So you think he'd be the friendly guy?
You would think he would have been a friendly guy. Maybe I should have brought Jack in the Box tacos. I don't know.
But like, how would you act if you got paid $8.50 an hour to like
It's a vape shop. Okay, I'll tell you this much. When I drove, when I left.
Close.
When I left the vape shop, I noticed that catty corner on the same corner that they were on was a vape smoke lounge.
Okay.
And it was stacked full of people. Here's the thing. You got a vape lounge, catty corner on the same intersection that you're on. You would think that you would want some of that business to come over there. Vape shops, like our friends out in Gilbert, off Beat and Unique, they offer an environment that is in the line of the Starbucks effect. The Starbucks effect is that make it warm and comfortable so people stay and consume more product.
So what would have made you happy when you walked in?
If they would have just entered into a dialogue. If they would have just said, hey, man, how long have you been smoking Halo 6? Or, hey, is this like the only brand? Or they could have tried to upsell me. And then you know where I was expecting it to lead? Us both sitting at the bar vaping. Because you can vape inside the establishment.
Okay.
And then that was the connection I was looking for.
You think
for.
They deal with like a lot of sketchy people there?
It's a vape shop.
Yeah.
How can it be sketchy? It's nothing but e-cigs.
They
There's
don't
no
like sell bongs there too?
No, this was not one of those. All they had was every e-liquid you could possibly think of and a whole lot of modules. They didn't carry any Halo 6 modules, but they had modules. And there wasn't, you know how you can kind of tell when it's a little bit more, you know, they have those extra things. No, it was all electronic cigarettes.
Oh.
So I was like, really, like, I mean, it wasn't a high end store, but it was still a store, right. You know, and I was just expecting more. And my feelings were kind of hurt. I was like, just get in. It was like a McDonald's exchange. Go in, buy your sandwich,
but
get the hell out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, McDonald's, people at McDonald's get paid like $8.50 an hour, maybe less.
So what's the point of them having a couch in there? Is it just for their friends or for them?
It's just in there.
That's stupid. That's dumb.
They
to
probably
me.
Bought the place and it was in there and they're like, well, we
next time just lay on the couch, kick off your shoes, start smoking.
Like from that experience, now I know why I was the only other MF-er in that store.
There you go.
Because they are not the most friendliest people. When we go to Offbeat and Unique, and I know I'm plugging them a lot, and they haven't even partnered with us fully yet. You look at their store, they've got pub tables, they've got couches, they've got comfortable places because a vape shop or a vape lounge should be that warm and welcoming, I would imagine.
But was it a vape lounge or was it just like, here, buy
a It was a vape shop with a couch and a bar in it. That there told me that it's a setup where you would go and chill and hang out.
You know what I like about Offbeat and Unique, though? That I remember when I first visited their website is they have a picture of the owners on there and like a story about them and their shop. So to me, that's like, you go someplace like, can I speak to your manager? And they don't want to bring the manager out.
Right.
These people are like throwing themselves out there.
Yep.
So that way, if you saw them in, they're like, hey, you guys are the owner. You know what I mean? They're
exactly.
Obviously pushing themselves out there to.
And this was a small business. This wasn't a big vape shop chain. These were just probably that dude that rung me up was probably the owner.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know. My feelings were just hurt. I was ready to make a Halo connection. But it was also my fault because I should have ordered my e-liquid because I never go to a vape shop.
You just overhyped it in your head.
Did I?
Yeah.
I was really hyped, man. Lip. I was ready to go in there and make a connection. I'm like, yeah, we about
weird.
To partner. How long?
That's weird.
Orly, how long have I been saying I want to partner with a vape shop locally?
A long time. Ever since I've been here.
Ever since.
See, every time like I experience a place that like the place wants to like talk to me a lot, I'm not into that. Like,
see,
I'd rather just get in, buy my stuff, and get the hell out.
Maybe you should just be yourself because this is the thing I noticed. You talked about talking to the German lady or whatever she was.
Yes.
And you're not used to talking to people. And then now all of a sudden the vape shop, you want to be all friendly with everybody. It's like you weren't being yourself. Usually you just want in and out. And now that you're trying to go above and beyond, like what's happening to you.
You're right, Orly. I'm trying to make that change.
To just back to being a dick.
Oh.
I mean, you'll be good.
Hey, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, must be a duck. Absolutely right. When I go out in public, I'm normally a dick if I'm not turning it on for the radio.
I'm the same way. Like
I was, yeah, Jake, you are. I was really
on the radio,
I'm trying to make a change, Orly.
I know.
I'm trying to turn a new leaf. I'm trying to talk to that man in the mirror. You know, I'm trying to make that change so that I could be a better networker like you.
You should shadow me one of these days. You could follow me in the grocery store.
I would stab you in the back of your neck because you would be stopping and talking
high-fiving
to everybody.
High-fiving people as I walk down the aisles. Yeah. Hey, Tom. Hey, Jake. Hey, Bob.
They'll be clapping. Orly's here. Orly's here.
Orly.
And who's that guy in the back? You know, who's that guy in the back of him? I don't know.
No, I'm like, there's a sample lady at a grocery store we go to. She does the samples every weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
And she knows my kids because I've been taking them in there ever since my 3-year-old was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And she like knows us and stops and talks to us every time, gives us coupons. It's like, that's just how I roll.
I'm trying to look at the man in the mirror.
I knew you were headed here. I knew it.
Because I'm trying to make that change, you know, Orly? Because I'm tired of it. Because I'm going to make the change.
Make it.
For once in my life.
Just don't be naked in the mirror because somebody's going to Snapchat you.
Because you know what? It's going to be real good.
I saw you searching over there for it. Like,
you're going to make a difference.
I think you're so sly. You're like, oh, I want to make a change.
And you see how
make
good Orly was? He covered me while I was searching for it. All right. That's it. Anyway, I was really bad about that. Now, on to the fact that I was an ass. Because I had the worst thought ever, and I'm just going to get right to this. In the same grocery store, Orly, before I encountered the Argentina Spaniard lady, there was an incident that happened before me. Number one, I'm in the 10 items or less aisle with a cartoon-sized basket. I got one of the biggest buggies and had like 3 items in it.
The one with like the little cart on it for the kids?
I thought little race car?
No, not that big.
I thought you were going to say you had more than 10 items and I was about to hit you in the face.
No, but
I hate that.
No, but the Negro lady that was in front of the white drunk lady did have more items, but it was a short line, so I would imagine that the lady that, I forgot her name, checked her out just because she, you know, didn't have anybody waiting. I've seen that happen before.
Yeah.
So I'm in the line, I get to the line, I've got my 3 items, and it's me, then there's a white drunk lady in front of me. Well, she's not drunk, but she's an alcoholic, and you'll see by the picture I'm about to put up on our live feed. Okay. And then there was the Negro lady. And the Negro lady was paying with food stamps. Mm. And it wasn't an EBT card, because with the EBT card, I've been with Little D, I've seen this process. It works just like an ATM card. Mm-hmm. It literally just swipe it and put the PIN number. She had the old school food stamps where there's items listed on this like envelope size card.
Okay.
And the cashier has to check off every last one of those items and make sure that they match on the items that she purchased before she can ring her up and let her go. Then she's got to take that thing and slip it in some little printer outer thingy, and it comes out, and it basically it's a lengthy process.
Can I correct you real quick?
What?
It's actually called WIC.
WIC?
Yeah, it's for like pregnant or...
Oh, do your dick. Now you're making fun of pregnant women.
No, she was. Well, she had kids and that kid was really light-skinned in it.
Oh.
That's all I know. I don't care if it's for kids or not. Here's the bad thought and here's the picture up on Ustream,
right?
Because this was the worst thought. This is, for those of you that are looking at us up on Ustream, there is a picture that I secretly snapped and I have blurred.
Once again,
it's a naked old lady.
I have pixelated their faces because I did not get their approval to show this. But the white lady that's checking out in the background, you can see the Negro lady that just left. So the Negro lady apparently put something on the conveyor belt that wasn't covered on the
food stamps
WIC thing, and it ended up being like 80 cents, and she didn't have 80 cents to pay for it. So the lady in the pink that you can see in the video, I know you're going to have to go watch the video portion for those of you that are listening to this on podcast, the pink lady offered to give her the 80 cents just to get her the hell out of the line. And I'm okay with that, but this is where I had the worst thought in human history. I'm going to go back to my drama score because this is going to need this. The moment that the white lady buying all the alcohol said, I will pay for the 80 cents that you're short, the first thought that popped up into my mind was, why not? We've paid for everything else she just bought.
Dang. It's true.
That's the Corey I know.
Wow.
Not friendly, Corey.
Is that sad bad?
But true. No, that's true.
That's literally what ended up, and it took everything. I had to bite my big fat chocolate lips to not say it. Why not?
I don't know. This is what I see on those things. I see, I don't know, like, I don't make fun of people sometimes with stuff like that, because what if someday
sometimes
you lost your job and there was no way, like, you couldn't get a job right away and you had it. I mean, I don't know her situation. She could be just some poor black lady that doesn't want to work. But then again, what if it was somebody that really needed the help? Same thing with, like, homeless people. Yeah. I'm like,
that's very true, Orly, but here's the thing. This is what I did also peep out after I had that thought, and I really kind of punched myself mentally, but then I didn't feel so bad after when I looked down at her and noticed her fresh new pedicure.
Okay.
How nice her hair was.
Okay.
And her nice nails.
Maybe she's headed to a job interview.
No, yeah. No chance.
Maybe she...
No chance.
No, see, I see you there, but I'm saying if I didn't know the situation.
So after I observed
driving
all,
a Bentley.
Probably after I have observed all that about her, I didn't feel so bad about my thought. Because here's the thing, if you're getting government assistance, I'm not saying that you should go out and look like crap, but you know what? You shouldn't have a better manicure than the lady that's ringing you up. The cashier didn't even have that great of a manicure. So this lady had a nice manicure on. She didn't look like she was completely tattered and torn in appearance. She was very well put together. So was the kid that was in the shopping cart, was also very well put together. So after that, after I looked at that, I'm like, okay, she clearly has some sort of income somewhere. So I know it might be just subsidized, and it may be really unfair to say this, but if she's got money to get her toes and nails and hair done, then she's got money that she could be using to buy groceries so that she wouldn't have to depend so much or utilize so much of state assistance. That was the argument. And I know that's the unfair argument, and people get pissed off at me when I say it,
it's
but
true.
That's honestly the way that it's I true. Feel about it.
So next time she just let her nails grow out.
It doesn't matter, though.
Have holes in her clothes.
No, she should clip her own nails, paint her own nails. Dude, I know. You're talking to Corey Blaze here. You know, I'm Corey Blaze. I know what a French manicure looks like. I've had many of them in my life. I know what a pedicure looks like. I've sent girls to go do it because I don't touch feet. I know what those look like. Those were professionally done.
Doesn't matter. Our country's ending anyway.
It's
maybe
true.
She had coupons for that too. Her manicure.
Well, she had coupons. Somebody paid
for
she
stamps
was
for
80
her
cents,
manicure.
She was 80 cents short. That's just wrong. But I had that thought and I felt bad for a few minutes.
Maybe those you see those like there's those little Asian. Nail shops inside of Walmart and stuff now. Maybe her food stamps are good in there.
They work at Jack in the Box.
I mean, you can damn near use your EBT card at, what is it? Jack in the Box.
Yeah, Jack in the Box.
You can use your EBT card at Jack in the Box, and I think that's crap, too. That's my money!
Yeah.
You're not going to get your Jumbo Jack with cheese and extra mayo on my dime. Screw you. You want a Jumbo Jack, you go out and you get the money to pay for
this
the Jumbo Jack yourself.
Perfect for this.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you got to do. I'm tired of carrying.
Corey's raging.
I'm not raging. That's the thought I had. Was it a really bad, was it that bad of a thought?
Yeah.
No, I'm with you.
You are?
I'm with you.
Or that you say it was a bad thought?
Yeah. Right. I don't know. I got to know her situation.
All right. Well, let's talk about it on the other side of this break. And then we got Facebook question of the week. And
yep,
new
from last week. That we
and new listeners. All right. Well, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show on fatguyradioshow.com. We'll be right back.
Self-righteous.
And I'm Daniel Taylor. Together we host Full Court Press Radio. It's our conventional, unconventional take on all things sports.
Join us live every Monday at 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time
at FullCourtPressRadio.com, iTunes, and on the Stitcher Radio app.
Full Court Press Radio, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This segment, this portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon! Jake really enjoyed that, didn't he? Wake up, Jake. We got about another 30 minutes on the show. Fat Guy Radio Show Amazon portal is the easiest way to access Amazon. Small business owners, you can do all your business ordering through Amazon. You'll be surprised how much money you can save by ordering those print cartridges, even the printer, office supplies, everything on Amazon, and it's delivered right to your business, right to your business, and you do it through the Fat Guy Radio Show Amazon portal. And also, this is wedding season. A lot of people are planning weddings right now. Set up your wedding registry through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon and make it easy for all your guests who want to purchase a gift for your wedding. It is so simple. You go right through there, you set your registry up, you share the registry with your friends, and guess what? You help out your internet radio show pals here. Amazon is the number one sponsor of this show. They're the reason the lights are still on. So shop now, shop often, and shop through the Amazon banner on Fat Guy Radio Show or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. They made it so damn easy. They put a freaking yellow orange smile on the side of the box. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com. And we are back. Lip, how are you, buddy? I haven't checked in with you all show today. You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
He forgot his hat at home.
You forget your hat? No, I like it when he doesn't wear a hat.
I didn't forget my hat.
Lip has one of the greatest promotional shots without his hat on. He has one of the greatest promotional pictures on our website. Check out Lip at fatguyradioshow.com/about us.
About us.
And you can see that picture. But you doing all right, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, you're a little quiet. I know, Jake, you're over there running the ones and twos. And
he just wants to make sure he doesn't mess up anything over there.
Yeah, I understand. It's not like I raged out before the show started.
We're worried about you, Philippius.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Good,
okay.
Just making sure you're okay. You need anything? You want me to go out and get you anything?
You want a hug?
No, I'm all right.
He's shaking. He's like a little chihuahua right now.
I got my water.
You got your water? You want me to go out and make you some coffee or something? Want to drop a 5-pound weight on my foot?
You got the 5-pound weight?
Nope. We hit that in the bottom of Tempe Town Lake.
You want a back
massage?
I'll
find a 10. I'll find a 10.
You want a back massage?
A different massage.
A front massage?
Well,
Corey's got your range.
Well, Lip, that's when the microphones go off. All right. So, orally, it is, let's see if we can do it.
What are we doing first?
We're going to do...
Cue me up.
Facebook question of the week, right?
Yeah, new listeners.
And new listeners, well, let me see which one I can actually find.
Okay.
Lip, which band?
New listeners will be old listeners by the time you find the button.
That's so true, because I can never find it. All right, Facebook question of the week. Let's do that. All right, do we have the imaging? Yes, we do. It is time for the segment that's sweeping the nation, Facebook question of the week.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Having too much fun with that.
All right, it's the Facebook question of the week. Orly, take it away.
So the question was, because last week we had a special guest from Toddlers and Tiaras, so kind of tied into that, even though we didn't get to the question this last week.
True.
But it was basically, what things do you see parents letting their kids do that kind of drives you crazy?
Uh-huh.
And some of the people that wrote in, Martha said, when parents let their kids interrupt and chime in adult conversations and don't tell them anything. I could see that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Marie said, giving little kids Mountain Dew, especially when they serve it to them in bottles or sippy cups. Yeah, that's horrible.
Hey, that's how we used to prepare Jake for every show. Put him a little Mountain Dew in the sippy cup.
That's why my teeth are rotting.
Sarah said, when they let their little ones play in the street in their diapers and without pants or shoes.
That's the ghettoest ass ghettoest move. They come in with those little nasty little black feet. And they walk on your white carpet.
Yeah, like white tile.
One parent need to be punched in the throat.
Ahmed said, I can't stand when parents let their kids talk back to them. I see parents arguing with their kids, and I think to myself, you're arguing with a 5-year-old. You've already lost.
Dude.
Very true.
You know what? I heard Michael Mara say, and this is the only first time I've mentioned Michael Mara this month. I've heard Michael Mara say, when you're talking to a child, the moment you enter into it, you put emotions in what you're saying, you've lost. The moment you put emotions behind anything you're saying to a child, they have won that argument. You got to take emotions out of correcting a child. Like when a child is doing something, like he was telling a story about his kid was in the bathroom brushing his teeth and he was biting down on the toothbrush and his wife couldn't get the toothbrush out of his 3-year-old son's mouth. And his wife was like, you will not do this. You will not do this to me. Brush your teeth. When you react like that, that's what the kid wants.
Yeah.
That's what he wants is that reaction. That's the emotion. So when Michael Mara went in, he took out all of the emotion and broke it down and corrected his son as what he was doing.
Took off the belt.
No, I don't think he chastised.
That's what the next person said.
Yeah.
Cynthia said, Cynthia here in Arizona, parents that don't discipline their kids, this new age hippie stuff of not spanking, I think it's called redirecting. She said, nope, I can't handle that. I'm not for abuse, but children need spankings.
Hell to the yes, Cynthia preached that from the mountaintop.
Basically, Cynthia punches her kids in the face.
She should. And you know what? I got punched in the face. Lip got his ass beat when he was growing up. Jake, did you get whoopings when you were growing up?
I got spankings.
Spankings. I got flipped over backwards over tables and chairs.
I didn't get very
and
many.
And nothing is a
fly swatters.
And fly swatters and
switches.
Switches and flip flops.
I think you'll like this one, Corey.
I think timeouts are very appropriate.
You are right. So white.
I think
you
they
are
work out well. As,
if you were any whiter, the room would be brighter and we'd have to adjust the cameras.
My grandma used to make me kneel on rice.
Kneel on rice? Oh, yeah. God, that's painful. Could you, and
that's
your little,
not right,
and your little bony-ass knees, that probably hurt. My fat would just absorb the rice. And,
Corey used to eat the rice before he kneeled down.
Yeah, then we, and then we just put a little curry on it and dinner was served.
This one, I think you're going to agree with this person. Becky in Wisconsin said, she said, taking their toddlers trick-or-treating, and I'm not talking about the parents who push the kid in the stroller, but the kids that can't even say trick-or-treat. I mean, come on. If you're going to actually let your toddler eat all that candy, that's bad. So basically the people that are like, oh, here's some for this kid too, but the kid's like a baby.
Right.
I don't know. What do you think about that one?
Well, it's not even about eating the candy for that kid, though. It's more about just the experience of going out.
But the kid, if they're like 7 months old, is that...
That's true. But if they're like one and they can't say trick-or-treat yet, they still know what's going on and they're still having fun.
True.
But here's the thing, though. I kind of see it's Becky, right?
Yeah.
I kind of see where Becky's coming from, though. That's an opportunity for the parent to be right there with the child and not... Are they letting the children like run free?
No, I think she's just saying like... So let's say like you have a five-year-old and then you also have like a six-month-old in a stroller.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, this bag's for the stroller kid. You know, like you're getting candy for the kids that can't even say.
Damn that, well that kid's not going to eat that candy.
That candy's not for that kid.
Exactly. Candy for the parents.
Yeah. Oh,
there's
so
nothing wrong with that.
There is something wrong with that. That's the adult.
Wrong with that.
That's the adult using that little badass kid as their meal ticket.
Nothing wrong with
that. That's not even far removed from the little Negro lady at the grocery store.
Nothing.
She wouldn't have that WIC card if she didn't spit out that kid.
And one last one. Joanne said, in cold weather when parents have a jacket or coat on and the young ones have no coats or jackets. I've seen that a lot.
I've seen that too.
But maybe the kid's just hot-blooded.
No, I've also seen it where it kind of ties into that, where the parent is dressed better than the kid. Yeah. That drives me insane.
That's not my case. My kid has way better clothes than me.
I can't tell that, you and your kid apart.
The thing about that though is like you know that kid's gonna grow out of that clothes. So I mean,
well, I can understand that too. But you know what? My friend Amy and my three kids with Amy, her kids have always outdressed her. She always kept her kids in really nice clothes, no matter how much they grew out of it. I think that's a sign of a good parent. When your kids are dressed better than you, that means you put more effort and more money towards your kids.
Just don't have kids.
I agree. Don't do the dirty until you turn 30. Orly did it right. Orly's the one that waited, and he did it right, and I applaud him for that.
We're overpopulated. Stop having
kids. Yeah, that's why there's so many earthquakes and people dying and getting shot on the freeway. And
we're having earthquakes because we're overpopulated?
Mm-hmm.
That's explain that to me, please.
I have to explain that to you? Well, I'm sorry, the segment's over. All right, that is your Facebook question of the week. If you like to participate in the Facebook question of the week, just follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/FatGuyRadioShow, or like Orly on Facebook, and I'm on Facebook as well, even though I don't post anything up but food pictures and bitch rants. But you can like us, and we love for you to participate in the Facebook question of the week. And I apologize for us not getting to that last week, but we made up for it this week.
We did.
All right. That was a good one. I like that question.
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
Brought on a lot of...
angry people without kids, probably.
Yeah. Orly, you've seemed to be doing that. You've gotten a lot of people pissed off.
Oh, yeah. I'm pissing people off.
Online. But that's okay. I don't have a problem with that at all. All right. Let's take a quick break right here, and it will be the new listener alert on the other side of this, right?
Yep.
All right. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show. All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, fatguyradioshow.com. We love it when new people find the show, and I wish it was as easy for them to find the show as it is for me to find the sounder. There it is. It's on bed number 4, the same bed that the other sounder was on. Lip, I'm going to need this organized a little better, please, because I just can't seem to find the sound effects. All right, it is, you know what this symbolizes?
Family Feud?
No. I'm glad you interrupted me because I was about to say Facebook question of the week. New listener alert! New listener alert!
Let me get up my...
New
my trusty piece of paper.
Why are you just staring at me as you do this?
All right, we got some of these. Okay, some of these. I'm going to let you hear some of these, and I felt they were fake.
Oh.
I don't know what. And some of them asked for you specifically. Tell Corey I said hi, and then it was like a name and then like a crazy city, and I'm like, are these people messing with me?
I don't.
But I looked them up, and they're all real, so I'm going to read them.
Oh, God, here we go.
Well, the first one, I'll do the normal ones first. Okay. We have Jamie and her daughter, Stella, the Destroyer.
Stella, the Destroyer.
Stella should not be listening to the show.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she's not. Maybe she doesn't want her daughter's name on there.
She's too young.
But they're in California. I didn't even say an age, and he's like, she's too young.
She's too young.
Her daughter, that's 19.
Under 18.
Jason in Lanesboro, Minnesota. I never heard of that. That place has a population of 740 people.
Oh, and we've got one person out of that, 740?
Yeah. Wow. So I feel, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, here's the weird ones.
Okay.
We have Kyle that specifically asked for Corey.
Kyle that asked for Corey.
In Lonelyville, New York. I seriously thought it was, I looked it up, it's real.
It's real. Hey, Kyle in Lonelyville, New York, please save me my room.
And then we actually have one more real one. Liz, a.k.a. Elizabeth Parra in South Phoenix.
Elizabeth Parra in South Phoenix.
And this one, this is the one that I seriously...
Do I need to hire security for this one?
This one, I don't think it needs to be bleeped because it's the name of a city.
Okay.
And it's real.
Oh, it's the name of the city.
Dick Lick Springs, Arkansas.
There's no way.
I looked it up.
Dick
it's real.
Lick Springs.
Dick Lick Springs, Arkansas.
I wonder what they do in their off time.
Wow. Listen to you. And that's it. That's what we got this week.
Also, that is the new listener alert. If you're a new listener, please reach out to Orly or reach out to the show on Facebook.
Reach out to me.
And why let not? Us know that you are a new listener. So I didn't get to this, and I apologize that I didn't get to this. Real quick before we move on, because we're at the end of the show, I understand. September 11th is coming up this before the next show. I want to encourage everybody
to never forget,
and to take a few moments and remember, I think that this is so important. And I've said it before on the show and I say it around this time of year every time. We are so good at forgetting because something has happened. Everybody's thinking about Colin Kaepernick. Nobody's realizing what the
Harambe.
Big or Harambe or gorilla or whatever. And nobody's remembering the events that happened on September 11th. Little fella was 1 year old when September 11th happened. And I've gone and actually set him down and explained to him the events of that day and how they have changed this world and how they have changed America. I think it's really important that parents sit down and educate those young children to really understand what happened on that day. Don't go at them with your agenda. Don't go at them with how the Middle East is this way and how Islam and all this other stuff. And don't go at it. Just give them the facts. Give them the facts on September 11th. But take some time and remember what took place on that day. I think it's really important because September 12th, I believe, is as equally as important as September 11th because September 12th was the day that we really learned to come together as a country.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And if we remember how we felt on September 12th, I think that a lot of this ignorance that we experience day in and day out in this country would start to taper off if we remember how unified we were on September 12th, 13th, and 14th.
I think it sunk in and people realized it was a lot crazier than they... Because when I was first told what happened, I was kind of like, my dad kind of woke me up and, you know, like told me kind of what happened. I was like,
sure.
Oh, okay. Like, I was like, so somebody ran into a building? Like, to me, it wasn't that big of a... I mean, I guess it was a big deal. And then you put on the news and you start watching it, and you're like, man, this is pretty crazy.
I was insensitive to it when it first happened, too. But just take the time. And once you're done paying homage to that moment, there's another significant moment on September 11th. And that's Orly's birthday.
That's right. Yeah. So I was partying up while people were blowing stuff up.
Orly has the...
Wow. There goes all the hate mail.
Well, I thought I was going to open up the hate mail floodgates, but
what do you think of that, Lady K?
Yeah,
Lady K. One of my buddies, I remember, he was like, dude, they did fireworks for your birthday. And I was like, oh, that's pretty
messed up. Oh, my God.
But my birthday was first. I always tell people that. They're like,
you
how do you feel?
First.
Yeah, I'll call like a tech support or something. They're like, and your date of birth? And I'm like, 9/11. Ooh, how's that? And I'm like, I don't know. My birthday was before, so I don't really. I mean, not that I don't care about the event, but you know what I mean? I'm kind of like,
still
my birthday.
Yeah, it's still your birthday. So happy birthday to you. We didn't do anything for you because we forgot and you're new.
That's all right.
Jake, you got to put in at least 4 years.
Yeah. You got to put in 4 years. Lip got one birthday party. I ain't got squat.
How about Lip a birthday burrito?
You guys have never done anything for... You know what? Lip and Jake, neither one of you a-holes have ever done anything for my birthday.
I don't even know when your birthday is.
That hurts even deeper.
You don't know when mine is.
I do know when yours when is. You don't know when mine is.
Yeah.
This isn't about me. This is about you. Lip, you damn well know when my birthday is.
Yeah. I treat you like it's your birthday every day.
You do. Orly, you suck.
He blows out your candles every day.
That's right.
I can't get
you in your birthday suit all the time.
Wrong one. Damn it. Before we get out of here, we got less than 9 minutes on the show. iPhone 7.
Okay.
We were talking about this before the show, Jake. What's up with the iPhone 7? Give me the Reader's Digest version.
So what do you want to know about it?
Like, I haven't tracked with it. Of course, every time iPhone releases something new,
what's the new thing about it?
There is some type of controversy that comes with it. Did Steven, Steve Jobs come back from the dead to tell us about the iPhone 7?
They had a hologram of Steve Jobs announce the new iPhone.
Yeah.
Or did he look up the price?
Or did they leave the new iPhone in a bag on a tour bus and some homeless guy come and steal it? I don't know.
So for starters, it doesn't have a headphone jack.
What?
Yeah, no headphone jack.
Well, so there goes us using our phones on the show, Lip.
So you have to plug in through your like charger port if you want a headphone
jack.
The
lightning cord, I think they call
it. Yeah, the lightning cord.
Isn't that what they switched to originally was this new little lightning cord?
That's still going to be there, but you can't plug in a regular headphone jack. You have to have a plug like that.
Adapter.
So it's another $39 accessory.
Try probably $50.
Yeah.
It's $50?
Probably. Their stuff's expensive.
Your cheapest iPhone 7 is going to run you $750. That's the cheapest one.
With the new plan and everything? Or no?
I don't know about
that. I mean, the iPhone 6 Plus was $699.
And the most expensive one is $850.
Jeez.
The 32 gig, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Did they get bigger?
They're bigger.
64.
There's like 64? A 250 gig or something, too. There's like one that's ridiculous.
256 gigs.
Why would you
gigs?
Want 256 gigs on a phone?
Well, like the Snapchat chick, if you're taking a lot of pictures of old naked ladies, you're going to need a lot of memory.
Or if you're sneak recording Argentinian ladies in the grocery store.
So they come with a pair of headphones, right?
Okay.
And they're just like little earbuds that you put in your ears. You know, like...
Do they come with those, or I don't think they come with them.
I think they do.
Oh, I saw a thing saying they're $149, so I didn't.
They are $149. I think they do come with the phone, though.
Okay.
So if you lose them, it's $150 for new ones, which it's very easy to lose them because they're about the size of a peanut and they can fall out of your ear super easy.
So they're kind of like
Bluetooth. They're Bluetooth, so no cord.
So they look like the ones they used to come with, those little white ones, but they don't have cords.
So do they at least have cords to connect the two earbuds together, or is it just two separate earbuds?
Yeah. And so if you have jacked up ears, you're going to like drop them out.
Yeah, they don't even wrap around your ear, your earlobe. They just go inside of your ear.
So it's like completely covert.
Yeah.
A side of me likes that because but how does it work if you get a call?
They have microphone in it.
So it's that jawbone technology.
Well, there's like a little thing that hangs off like that much, I think. So
it
somehow
off a
it's
little
probably,
bit.
So you got that little Star Trek emblem thing that comes
out. You can talk through them. But
and the camera's supposed to be better. It's supposed to be like two front cameras or back cameras.
There's back cameras, so that way you got this. You can have like perspective difference. So like one's like kind of getting the perspective. It's really weird.
3D.
The camera's a little bit nicer. But Samsung's
waterproof.
Samsung has been waterproof since the iPhone the 5.
Apple is so behind.
So everybody's complaining. I made a comment. Can I read my comment?
Yes, please.
I made a comment on Apple's actual post.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, I wrote, "Stop crying, people. Jeez, people are never happy with anything these days." And I'm all, guess what? If you don't like it, don't buy it. It's that simple. And I have 5,900 likes on my comment. And I'll
it's
probably
true.
Like 60 comments of people bashing me and saying I'm complaining and calling me the F word and calling me the P word and calling me the FA word. And
it's the Apple apologist, yeah. Which I am. I'm one of those guys. I can't bitch about this because you know what? I'm going to get the new iPhone.
Problem with iPhone is like they should just take a break for a couple of years and just really work on their next phone and like some new technology to put.
But why when everybody's going to buy it?
That's the problem. That's the thing. Know.
But Apple Sheeple. Knows this.
We talked about this earlier.
Apple knows this. Apple's, I swear, in their board meetings, they say, hey, we're going to release the most expensive piece of equipment, and these a-holes are going to line up outside of our stainless steel stores and their stainless steel stores and buy it. And you know what? They're going to beat cheeks out of the store after dropping $1,000. That's why all of their stuff can be overly expensive because rubes like me are going to go get it.
And the Galaxy is nicer. The Galaxy 2 generations ago holds up to the new iPhone.
But do you know how
you just get used to, because I've went to like Samsung Galaxy, I've went to those, and then a couple months, I'm like, I got to go back to iPhone. I just can't get used to it. There's one of the things that bugs me the most, and I don't know if I did anything wrong, but I could take like a 30-second video and it wouldn't let me text it to somebody. It would say it's too big of a file. And for me, that's huge because I'm always sending like my wife videos of my kids or like recording something off TV and sending it to one of my buddies or like
taking a selfie.
Did you also know that iPhones, the way they're designed, so like if you look at my Galaxy, it's rounded at the edges.
And it's cracked and busted.
That's just because I don't take care of it. I've had this phone for almost 2 years.
That's ridiculous.
But on the outside, it has like a metal piece around it. On the iPhone, it's all glass. And it's squared off. So if you drop it, it's breaking. No matter what. I can drop this a few times. I've dropped this hard, and it's barely got a little
looks like you
crack.
Dropped it before you got in here. Off
but
the Twitter.
But they probably did it on purpose, so then you'd have to buy a new phone. So they're all
about
money.
Off the Twitter, Lady K says she doesn't understand why people love Apple products so much. They are smart because they're making money hand over fist. And it's very true. Yeah. And you know what? I'm one of those people.
Us three. Oh, we all have iPhones.
I am the guy that I've got the iPhone. I've got the iMac. I've got the iPad Pro. I've got the iPad. I've got the Mac Pro. I've got the Mac Tower. I'm Macked out.
Yeah. I love my
baby.
MacBook Pro.
Macaroni and cheese.
I even have macaroni. It is like a cult, Lady K. Oh, God, we are way over. It is extremely like, no, we're not. Are we over?
We're about to end.
Oh, I thought we were way over. It is like a cult, Lady K. And you know what? I'm one of those apologists. I can sit here and bitch about it, but you know what? I bitched about the iPhone 6 being too big, and I got one. I bitched about the new iOS update, and I updated. And then it was kind of scary when...
Did you hear about the Note 7, though? The Galaxy Note 7?
No, I didn't. Real quick.
The batteries, if you plugged them in, they were blowing up.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Somebody's car caught on fire.
Yeah. Wow. So they had to recall all of the Note 7s.
So I wonder if anybody...
So they should buy iPhones.
Yeah. Or they should go out and buy Teslas, because those blow up when you hit bumps too, right? You know what I'm saying? All right. We got to get out of here. It's a status symbol or something. You damn right, Lady K, because I love flashing this Apple logo. Oh, you want to use my phone? Absolutely not. It's an iPhone.
He has Apple pasties on his teeth.
Samsung.
Yes. Oh, I also have a new...
They're like pumpkins because those are bigger than apples.
I want to shout out a new listener. Hopefully, my up-and-coming new insurance agent, John Ryer, is checking out the show for the first time tonight. So, hello.
Does he know you drive 200 miles per hour?
Thank you, Orly. I haven't signed the contracts yet. And he doesn't know that I'm an alcoholic. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
And that you don't have a license.
And I'm blind in one eye. And I'm really fat and I drive a moped.
And you're Asian. Oh!
And you got greasy fingers.
Please send your complaints to Little Fella at Little Fella.
Little Fella?
Yeah, or punkassgaming.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
The callback.
Oh. Sorry, Orly, that was Orly's before your time.
No, I know what it is. I kind of
know. Orly, rip those pants off and I'll explain it to you after the show. All right, ladies and gentlemen, today's show was brought to you by Target. I haven't used that rip your pants off joke in a while, have I?
Just remember Freddie Mercury.
Oh, damn it. Justin Bieber, we ran out of time. Go to the green room, Jake, and let him know that we're not going to be able to get to him this week. Today's show is brought to you by Target at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. Expect more, pay less, love you, Lady K. Good night. Shop Target through the banner ad on our website or directly at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target. Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management. For corresponding with Fat Guy Radio Show, it's real easy. Send your letters, comments, or questions to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or click the mail button on our website. Interact with us on social media. Find and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. As always, the video portion of this show is available on our exclusive Vimeo page. FatGuyRadioShow.com is radio you can see. Have a business, product, or event advertised on this show? info@bdbradionetwork.com or visit bdbradio.com for affordable and customizable rates. Spots are available now. Don't forget to download and share and rate our new free app, available exclusively in the iTunes App Store or by visiting fatguyradioshow.com/app from your Apple, yes, that's Apple, mobile device or tablet. Join me on After the Levels, a vlog by Corey Blaze. It's my daily blog. Subscribe at afterthelevels.com/subscribe. For our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes.
And Orly.
Hey.
And sitting in, our special guest, Jake Woods.
Hey.
The camera was not going to come back to you, so there was no reason for you to put those glasses back on.
So
I'm
sad.
I'm your host, Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
Yeah.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you, hey, what the show is all about, put your sunglasses on and simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. You guys are just on it. Join us next week. See you at the top. Bye-bye. Hands off, Jake. I love you, too.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Orly, back to remind everyone about shopping Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or through the Amazon icon on the new Fat Guy Radio Show app. It's where I go to do all my online shopping. So be like me and the rest of the guys on the show. Shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or through our new show app. See ya.